This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Vegas is back. Vegas is back, baby. It is very exciting over here. I know all of us across the United States have had cities that have shut down, but I got to tell you, when you have a city like ours that has such a heartbeat and is so electrifying and you know, it's energizing to see it back and people are happy and all that. But I want to warn everybody, okay? And I'm usually not a negative or pessimistic person, but I see some real evil out there. And there's some entities out there that want to see us fail. And I'm a little nervous about that. Now, maybe it's because we heard with the riots and the protests, people were planting bricks or they were, you know, bringing people into the cities to start mayhem, things like that. Maybe I'm nervous that somebody who really doesn't want this to happen and want the shutdown to still exist, you know, could unfortunately cause some mayhem. Now, why am I feeling like this? Well, because, you know, the last few weeks, months on the internet, I spent a lot more time on social media than I have in the past. And boy, do people hate Trump. And boy, do people hate the mayor, our mayor, Carolyn Goodman. Okay, not sure why, you know, it was a bad interview. It was just a bad interview. But when people dislike somebody, they want to see them fail. I mean, have you guys seen all this BS with hydroxychloroquine? It's almost like if you publish a hydroxychloroquine positive paper, you're pro-Trump. But if you show it doesn't work, you get to prove Trump wrong. I'm seeing all this extrapolation to pull in political ideologies, and I keep telling people, separate the politics, please, okay? We need Vegas to open up. We need our cities to open up. We need the economy to get back going. I don't know if you guys have seen the stock market. It has exploded. Unemployment is going down. Things look like they're starting to go back, but I'm a little nervous that there vultures. There are vultures sitting there waiting to go, you see, I told you so. You see, you shouldn't have opened up. And I worry when people kind of wish that, either throw that evil eye at you or, you know, try to do their magic. I don't know. I think I am so shell-shocked. I didn't realize how shell-shocked I was by the city closing. I was like, okay, you know, things happen. We have to support the cause. You know, we're worried about coronavirus. I'll support our governor. I'll support whatever. And I hated it. I was really, really uncomfortable, but I didn't realize how now, I think a lot of us has PTSD, not to dilute the severity of that disease and that disorder, but I think a lot of us are scared to death that we're going to have to close again. So as we've reopened, there's been crowds. You see pictures of crowds and people not wearing their mask and, you know, I think the average person, coronavirus is done. It's not. It's still out there. Still dangerous, still killing people, but the average person's like, I'm done with the masks, that, you know, I'm done with social distancing. I mean, you saw the memorial yesterday, beautiful memorial with, for George Floyd, but people are ready to go back to church. People are ready to go to their loved ones' funerals, you know, and so, you know, you're looking at, well, if other people are able to have their memorial or funeral or whatever, we can too. We can go out there, we can be back at the casinos, but unfortunately, the virus is still out there, and I'm seeing reports like out of Florida, cases are up. You know, since reopening, cases are up. It's going to take, of course, the media to not care and not cover it, and for people to go, all right, fine, cases are up, I'm not scared anymore. But I'm just a little nervous that you have all these entities that don't want the economy to improve, because that could get Trump reelected, that don't want Carol and Mayor Goodman to be right about how we could reopen safely. And I know this isn't a very popular topic, but I've seen it with my own eyes. You know, I've seen people tell me to my face, no, we shouldn't reopen, you know, let unemployment, you know, still take over and do its thing, and, you know, it's dangerous, we should wait till coronavirus is completely gone. And I'm like, look, you can't be unemployment the whole time. So unfortunately, you have people that, you know, really kind of liked being home. There's a lot of people out there that don't want the schools to open. They have that secondary gain. The kids get to be home, and I get that. I love having the kids home. But we need to really dissect out that secondary gain, whether it's Trump looking like he's going to have a good economy again, or whether it looks like the mayor being right about how, you know, watch casinos reopen, see how good a job we do, and, you know, then judge if the whole country has to be, you know, closed down. But you have all this other secondary gain or ulterior motives that I could just feel that presence, and I don't want somebody purposely going to the casino sick or doing something. And maybe I sound like a conspiracy theorist. It's just I'm very, very nervous, and I'm very shell-shocked, and I do not want us to close down again. So, people, I've been seeing the videos. I've seen you guys at the casinos. Nobody's social distancing. I get that. Everybody's kind of doing their own thing. But here's the thing. If there's an entity that wants to come in and say, wait, the casinos are doing this wrong, that entity will be out there. I mean, that happened with salons. People were like, okay, are you guys doing it right? Are you doing it right? Because I think there are people edging to close us down, edging to close everyone down. So play it safe, play it smart, and play the game. This is a game. Okay? All right? Casinos are not supposed to make a sterile environment. All right? This isn't a hospital. Casinos are trying their best to provide barriers with the plexiglass, with the masks, or whatever. All right? Our job right now, if we're pro getting the economy back, all right, our job is to, you know, let the entities do whatever they need to do to look like they get to start opening again, and we follow the rules. If we are pro not getting sick, again, try and follow the rules, all right? Wash your hands, wear a mask, but just be very careful, because if we're like, to heck with this in Vegas, baby, and, you know, our tongue's sticking out, we can kind of mess things up. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
ImmunoCorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free seven-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Call in at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We're opening up the phone lines at 1-877-362-3254 or 1-877-362-3254. Maria wants to know, would I go to the casino if I lived with my elderly parents? Says a lot of us live with their parents who are older, and what about their exposure? So this is a good question. I got this a lot also on when I was on the John Phillips show yesterday on KABC Radio. You know, for a lot of us, we're like, I'm ready to party. I'm ready to get out there in your respective cities. But many of us have an elderly family member that's living at home with us. And so I, you know, I mean, I have a mom who's in her 70s, beautiful woman, strong as can be, and I'm sure she's really excited about casinos opening up, and, you know, she definitely wants to hit the, you know, hit Keno or the poker games. Gosh, isn't video poker addictive? You could just sit at one of those for hours, especially getting free drinks. It's really addictive. I don't play it because I don't like to lose money. I'm too cheap, you know, to you know, sit there and drop $20, you know, and in 10 minutes or 5 minutes of play. But we bring up a good point. You know, a lot of older individuals, are they going back out to the casinos? From what I understand, yeah. I think you still have the majority holding off. You know, you have some, remember, the older individuals, the older generation are your boomers, and some even traditionalists. And so they're one of the toughest generations out there. So I wouldn't be surprised if you see boomers all over the place. I mean, you know, because they're like, YOLO. I love it when I see boomers, you know, use the terms that the young people are using, a YOLO, you know, you only live once. So I think I actually foresee older people really hitting the casinos and stuff, because I think a lot of them are like, heck with this, you know, I just lost 3 months of my life, you know, sitting at home watching Netflix. I mean, you know, I have one life to live. I want to be out there. But I think you also have a lot of other people saying, I'm going to wait till the crowds die down. And it is summer, you know, I don't think it's going to be packed every single day, you know, so I think you're going to see older individuals hope to, you know, have access during, you know, more opportune times. But what about those of us who are younger and we have older individuals at home? And so there is a hesitancy. This is something that I did kind of worry about from an economy standpoint. You know, is there going to be such a hesitancy, scared? You know, and they're still, you know, paranoid that, you know, we have this killer virus that's, you know, gonna, you know, put everybody in the hospital, and people are gonna be, you know, busting out the windows of, you know, corridors and hospitals, and the need to be on a ship in the middle of a bay. And yeah, you know, I mean, there was a lot of drama and a lot of hysterics that came with this coronavirus. And mind you, it was a deadly virus. It still is. It's a deadly virus. It's still with us. But you have a lot of people that are just so paranoid that just because, you know, casinos are opening up and cities are opening up, they're not 100% convinced. And then, of course, if you have elderly, you know, people at home with you, can you put people at risk? Absolutely. You know, if you've been home for 2.5 months or 3 months and you have this microbiome and you've been doing really, really good, not to social distance and maybe getting groceries and, you know, whatever, if you do decide to go out, does that mean you have to quarantine for 14 days? Well, technically, all right, I mean, if we were looking at the CDC guidelines, and if we were looking at, you know, you being in an area that still has active COVID, if you assume that you ran into somebody, now let's say you were among 1,000 different people yesterday, you have to assume that one of them might have had COVID and you might have been exposed. So technically, yeah, you would then quarantine for 14 days. Now, is the average person going to do that? No. The average person does not want to. And I don't blame them. I mean, you know, it's not obviously the you know, ideal situation. But if we think we've been exposed to coronavirus, we're supposed to quarantine for 14 days. Now, why 14 days? Well, because of the incubation period. And I know, you know, people are going, Dr. Dahlia, COVID's over. It's not over, though. You know, I want it to be over. Trust me, I want it. I am sick and tired of reporting on COVID. I am sick and tired. And, you know, people talk about, well, gosh, you know, now we're going to have, you know, now we're going to have all these, you know, now little epicenters of outbreaks and these little foci. And you know, my thing is I'm expecting that because that's kind of what this virus does. You know, I'm expecting that cases are going to go up. I'm expecting that cases are going to go up because, one, we're testing more. You know, two, we are being amongst each other. I mean, duh. You know, Florida has seen a spike in cases on the third consecutive day. Apparently, they've had 4,041 cases in the last 72 hours. Now, are those cases of people being sick? Are those cases of people wanting to go back to work so they need to have a test and they're asymptomatic? I mean, again, we got to be really, really careful with this. The big headline is Florida saw a big jump in its tally of positive coronavirus cases for a third day in a row. They say the state's total number of confirmed cases increased by 1,300 by today. 53 new virus-related deaths were reported. So, that, to me, that means we still have it out there. Again, were those 53 deaths very similar to, like, you know, what happened with George Floyd, where his autopsy was done and, you know, he also had COVID? You know, are they counting George Floyd's death in Minnesota under the COVID column as well? Now, I don't think so, because it's been really, really publicized, but technically he had COVID. George Floyd was infected, from what I understand, he tested positive April 3rd, and he still tested positive, not antibody, we're talking antigen, we're talking, you know, what looks like active infection, even though they say he wasn't actively infected. He tested positive during his autopsy. One of you had asked about if everybody who was around George Floyd has gotten tested for coronavirus. I don't know. But if George Floyd was positive, anybody who was involved in that scuffle or that arrest or whatever, yeah, they do need to be tested. So how the guidelines work is, if you've been exposed to somebody with coronavirus, all right, you go into isolation until your testing is negative, or if you can't get testing, 14 days. So if you went out there, you partied with a bunch of people, you're like, oh my gosh, I think I have coronavirus, going the next day won't help. You almost have to wait a few days, or you have to wait until you have symptoms. And even if you don't have symptoms, again, you could pass it to somebody else. So let's say you guys hit the casino, you feel great, whatever, you come back, you want to spend Sunday brunch with, you know, grandma and grandpa. You might want to think about still having some social distancing or still wear a mask. It stinks. I don't want it. I mean, I want to tell everybody to go back and party. Trust me. Vegas reopening up is like, you know, Christmas in June, which is kind of what it is. I mean, it's something so well needed. But I am scared to death that if cases go up and rise, people are going to say, you see. Do you guys realize how perilous this is right now? If cases go up and somebody goes, I told you so, we shouldn't have reopened. This can screw us for decades, because that means we will have to wait long. There is going to be another shutdown, another lockdown. Make no mistake. Once we've done it, people are going to institute that and pull the latch or pull the lever or hit the button for us to shut down again. Whether it's going to be a bad flu season, whether it's going to be coronavirus, whether it's going to be Ebola, people are going to shut us down again. And they are looking at what we do now as the barometer of, okay, can we open up? If we start to have rises in cases, it all depends on how the media reports it, more deaths. If we start to lose control, people are going to use that as an excuse, going, you see, you shouldn't have opened up after 78 days. You should have waited 90. So this is why when I opened, I said, guys, we got to be really, really careful. Our casinos in Las Vegas were closed 78 days. We were dying. This city could have just fallen on its butt, but luckily there was a hope that we would open. There was a hope we would open. If we fail at this, or if people go out, then they get other individuals sick, and they go, guys, we can't go, we can't go, and then people start to not go, then there's going to be that argument, or there's going to be that push to not reopen after, let's say, 78 days. Now, the summer's working for us. I really do believe that we are going to see the coronavirus either weaken or be less virile during the summer. And, I live in 108 weather, so I just can't see how anything can live. You know, lizards fry and worms fry out in the sun. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with coronavirus. But if this was winter, we'd be in trouble. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says a quick and strong economic rebound is underway after getting some really good news this morning. The government is reporting businesses added 2.5 million jobs last month when most experts were fearing a big loss. The president says the best is yet to come.
The numbers are great, and this leads us on to a long period of growth. We'll have the greatest, we'll go back to having the greatest economy anywhere in the world, nothing close. And I think we're going to have a very good upcoming few months.
Minneapolis Councilman Jeremiah Ellison and the son of Minnesota's Attorney General Keith Ellison is vowing to dismantle the city's police department following the death of George Floyd. Jeremiah Ellison saying how we need to dramatically rethink how to approach public safety and emergency response. You're listening to USA Radio News. As the number of coronavirus cases declines, more people are feeling comfortable getting on an airplane. American Airlines has started boosting the number of flights out of their Dallas hub to meet demand. Paul Hartcharn with the Association of Professional Flight Attendants says there needs to be more federally mandated safety measures that include sanitizing after every flight. He tells NBC News,
back before this happened, you would see a heavy cleaning at night, but in between flights, you would see people scamper on and quickly pick up the visible trash, right? Well, that world has changed.
A tropical depression is taking aim for the United States. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Tropical depression Cristobal is picking up speed heading towards the U.S. Gulf states, and while now a depression that's expected to turn into a tropical storm sometime in mid-weekend when it will reach the U.S. and could hit Texas or Louisiana with fierce winds, flooding rain, high surf, and storm surge.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. We really should have opened this with oops, da, 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 again. We probably should change bumpers, you know, to some of these stories because I have a big problem with people in front of a microphone that probably should have the microphone turned off. And I don't want to sit here and insult Donald Trump or Joe Biden. That's not what this is about. But I think we do need to have a very healthy conversation on if we should not be listening to the politicians and if politicians should maybe not talk. All right. Donald Trump, whether you like him or hate him or whatever, is not the best orator. All right. I think we could all agree that he just does not have that same power behind a microphone as Ronald Reagan did or Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton gets on a microphone, everybody listens, even if they aren't fans. Same thing with Ronald Reagan. Okay? Trump, when he says something and starts to go off cuff, it just doesn't work, you know? Like, I think he asked the Surgeon General if he should be on insulin. You know, I didn't think about that. Should I be on insulin? And I get what he's doing. You know, he's trying to humanize himself. He's trying to, he's trying to look like he's not just reading, you know, from the cue cards and, you know, he's being him. It doesn't work. Same thing with Joe Biden. I think Joe Biden had just said in a discussion on a show where 10 to 15% of Americans are not good people. Okay? I mean, Joe Biden, I don't understand. When he gets behind a microphone, that just doesn't work either. It works for me. In the media, we love it. You know, he's running against, didn't he say he was running against Ronald Reagan, or he said that he was running against Joe Biden? I don't know what he was saying. But it's entertaining for us, but I just don't think it does a lot for their careers. And I think politicians feel compelled to say something. You know, I saw with this Black Lives Matter movement, this week and the Blackout Tuesday and, you know, blacking out your social media and things like that. I saw people attack other people online saying that you didn't say anything. You haven't said anything. You haven't. There's this big push. Meghan Markle, right? And, you know, Prince Harry. Meghan Markle, I don't know if he's Prince anymore. She was basically bullied into getting on the mic and saying something. You know, we feel like if you're in politics or if you're in the public eye, you have to say something. Everybody wants to know what you're thinking. And the reason why I think this is so stupid is because the average politician, the average star, the average whatever, doesn't tell you what they're really thinking. I mean, they might be thinking, oh my God, I own a couple bars, right? They're going to get looted. You know, they might be thinking that. And are they going to say that? They're going to say, no, you know, we're here to support the cause and, you know, we'll bail out anybody who, you know, gets in trouble for rioting or whatever. I mean, are we really, really getting what they think? Are we, same thing with, you know, politicians. I mean, Joe Biden he's a personable guy. And I told you, I think he's handsome. I think he's very entertaining. I do like to watch him speak. It's getting harder to watch him speak because he's having a lot more trouble, you know, speaking full sentences and stuff. But I still like the guy, all right? Just like I like watching Trump speak. I think his tweets sometimes are absolutely hilarious. But I just don't think it benefits him. I think whoever are their managers, their campaign managers or political managers, need to tell them to shut the hell up. I think they need to say stay off the mic. Because to be honest, when we saw Barack Obama going to did he go into a Target or he went into a Best Buy? That meant more to people than a lot of what he said. Because they saw him just, you know, go shopping like regular people. It's the actions that mean more than what you say. If you're being forced to say something, it's not going to be a win for you. So if you're Donald Trump or Joe Biden, speaking is not your forte. Don't get caught in that trap. If somebody says you need to speak out on this, you need to say something, it's a trap. That's not your strong suit. If speaking is your strong suit, then you're going to be able to say something that is just so earth-shattering and will go in the history books, you know, fear not, or, you know, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. If you're going to say something like that, okay, then say it. But if you're not that type of orator, if you're not that type of speech giver and maker, and you always get in trouble, don't speak. Let's see your actions. You know? Let's see you go to a protest, or, you know, let's see you be at the bedside of somebody shot, or let's see you, you know, the pictures, what a picture means a thousand words. What's the analogy? A picture, something a thousand words. Okay, sorry, I don't know my analogies or my sayings. That, to me, means more. So here we go, Joe Biden. It's almost like the deplorable thing, where Joe Biden is kind of separating himself out, saying that we have at least 50 million Americans that are not good. No, just no, don't say that. And I understand what he was trying to say. He was trying to say that you have people out there that are causing mayhem. And, you know, he wants to show that he understands that that isn't good. I just wouldn't speak. And I think somebody needs to tell our politicians to just not speak. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I look at these campaigns and I look at the election coming up and I just see people make one mistake after another. And I mean, Woodrow Wilson had a stroke while he was in office. They didn't have him speak, you know. In fact, I think the wife took over a lot of his duties. They just kind of hid him from the public. FDR. They covered up the wheelchair. Now, we're not in that, we're not supposed to be in this day and age where we hide things. You know, we want to, you know, show our challenges and we want to show how we overcome. And so I would, you know, if we have a president or a governor or, you know, in a wheelchair, God forbid, you know, show it and be proud. But if your forte is not speaking and you get yourself in trouble and you say the wrong things, I just don't say it. I think Biden really shot himself in the foot with this last statement. With Donald Trump, since he always says stuff, it, you know, not one particular thing usually hurts because he's now kind of built this nice, you know, reflective shield. You know, just kind of like, you know, ping. You know, like what I said? I said she's not my type. She's ugly. She's this, whatever. He just deflects it. It just deflects and whatever. But with Joe Biden, every single thing he says now, because again, he's not president. He was a vice president and he's running for office. And so the media just wants to pounce. And, you know, as an American voter, you don't want to hear that your leader thinks that some of you are bad. Some of you are, I mean, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, your leader is supposed to be doing a job for all of us. You know, even if you're in jail, you have rights. You might be a bad person, and a lot of people in jail are bad people. They might have made a mistake. They might have stolen something. They might have sold drugs. It doesn't mean they're bad people. If you murder somebody, yeah, then maybe. But we aren't to judge. That's God's job to judge. But people who are quote-unquote bad, they have rights. If I ever become president of the United States, and probably not going to happen, right, because I'm not, again, a good orator. Is it orator or orator? I don't even know how to pronounce it. I don't speak good. If I ever become president of the United States, okay, I am the pedophiles president. I am the priest's and rabbis president. I am the hospital workers president. I am the murderers president. Okay, you are president of a country. You're leading the country. You have to lead that country right. You know, it's on you if people in jail aren't getting, you know, rehab and, you know, vocational training and things like that. It's on you if hospitals don't get funding. It's on you if, you know, we have a pandemic and we don't act quick enough. You know, people are trying to blame Donald Trump for this coronavirus. Don't be blaming Donald Trump for coronavirus. He's not the one that brought it into the country. You know, but people are sure going to blame him if he didn't close the borders quick enough. If he didn't, you know, provide enough funding. If he didn't, you know, provide enough resources. You know, some people think he did a fantastic job. Some people didn't. So for any of you thinking about, you know, running for office, if you can't speak and that's not your strong suit, then don't. Just smile and look pretty, you know, for the camera. But if you are going to speak, say something like, you know, good. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
So we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, fantastic news all around. Trump has signed the Paycheck Protection Program Reform Bill, which loosens restrictions on small businesses and loan recipients, and now also clinches the vice on workers who can't yet come back to work. This basically is an all-around breather for everybody. And the House passed it, the Senate passed the reforms, and now President Trump had signed it. So basically what was going on with this, and we've discussed this on the show before, is small businesses that have been forced to close, and by the way, many are still forced to close. We still have salons that aren't open. We still have gyms that aren't open, bars that aren't open, a whole variety of issues going on out there. The government gave those small businesses money. Now, it wasn't free money unless certain things happened. It was a loan. All right? And they gave out billions upon billions. The first chunk of it was, I think, $351 billion. And then I don't know what the second one was in the second package. But basically, businesses could apply for a disaster loan up to $10,000. You don't get $10,000, but you could apply up to $10,000, which is just disaster money. It's just money that the government is just handing out to businesses who apply, and they could use, you know, in the meantime because they have rent to pay or things that, you know, they're losing money. The PPP, the Paycheck Protection Program, was originally designed to help the unemployed worker. They did not want people going on unemployment. So the Paycheck Protection Program was designed where we are going to loan you money so you keep your employees on the payroll. This is how these things evolve. Like I said, everything changes every day. So I know whatever you think the Paycheck Protection Program is now, it didn't start out that way. They knew that because of COVID, people were going to be firing employees. So they said, look, we're going to give you money. Let us look at your numbers. We will give you 2.5 times payroll, because they had originally thought this would only be about a month or two. So they figured that would give you a super nice cushion, and they would give you enough money to cover payroll as well as some of your other expenses. It's a loan with, I believe, a 1% plus interest rate. If, however, you, within 8 weeks, spent 75% of that money on your employees, keeping them hired, or hiring them back, only 25% on other expenses like rent or whatever, that loan's forgiven. So they give you $30,000 or $50,000 or $80,000 or $2 million. You have to prove that in that 8 week time, 75% of that money went to your employees. You hired them back. You hired almost them all back. They don't want you to hire just one employee and give them $100,000. They didn't want that. But if you hire 90% of your staff back, you keep them employed till September 30th. You use 75% of the money we're giving you just for employees, 25% for your other expenses. You don't have to pay the money we're giving you. And, I mean, some universities got like $8 million, and, you know, some companies got tons of money, which is basically, again, Christmas in July. That's a lot of money. Here was the problem. The problem was is people were still closed down. And many business owners are like, well, I don't want to take a risk of borrowing more money. Maybe we should just have everybody go on unemployment. We don't know how long the closures are going to be. We're being told by our governor indefinitely. So many employers fired their employees anyway, which is why the PPP later reiterated, guys, hire them back. The problem is many companies couldn't hire them back because we were closed. So some companies hired people back and had them sit at home and, you know, just paid them to be at home, which, again, is all they could do because you were forced to be closed. Yet then the next problem came about where a lot of employees are like, no, don't hire me back because I'm making more money on unemployment. No, I'm getting an extra $600 a week on unemployment. Some people were making $4,000 a month, whereas their employer was only going to pay them $3,000 a month because that's what they were making. So then you had employees saying, nah, I'm not coming back. So now employers are like, wait a second, whoa, 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 whoa. So here I borrowed this money thinking it was going to get paid off because I was going to hire everybody back. I was going to spend the $75,000 in the 8 weeks. I was going to, and it just started to be a mess. You had employers think, well, should I just give everybody $1,000 and just use the money up so I don't have to pay it back? And meanwhile, people are thinking, but if we do reopen, we're going to reopen slow. You know, when you're told your business could only reopen at 25% capacity, or you could only reopen, you know, without the bars or without the lap dances or without the whatever, and you know you're going to make losses, you can't open without the volume, you're thinking, but I'm going to need the money for that. So it was a cluster. Thank God senators like Senator Marco Rubio and others and other House representatives saw a bipartisan need to do something. And again, in terms of people who were not small business owners, if your boss told you that you had to come back to work and you said no, you lost your unemployment. That's why we had started a petition for this, because not only did it hurt small business owners, but it hurt employees. Because if your employer is like, I'm under the gun, I have to hire you back and I have to pay you back within 8 weeks of 8 weeks of money, I need you back to work even if you're at home. And people are like, but no, I'm making more money on unemployment. If you say no, now you lose your unemployment. So a lot of people felt forced to go back to work, even though they couldn't go back to work and make less money. Because also, you couldn't make tips. It's one thing to go back to a salary you had, but if you were making minimum wage plus tips, and your salon or bar has been closed, and you can't make tips, you're now at a loss. So luckily, what's happened is they changed the rules, and boy, in the nick of time, because many people owe and have to prove that they did all that by, I think, June 14th. June 14th, I think a lot of people got their money April 14th. So 8 weeks later would have been roughly June 14th, I guess. So in the nick of time, this Paycheck Protection Program, which is a centerpiece of the $2.2 trillion CARES Act that gave forgivable loans to businesses, now allow you to spend 60% on payroll, 40% to operating costs like rent and utilities, which I got to be honest, as an employer, there, I mean, you know, your payroll is the highest percentage of your, you know, overhead, but rent is huge. So if you can't use the money on rent, that's frustrating. And a lot of people's landlords do not forgive rent or do not let you put it off. A lot of the landlords said, sorry, pay. Now, they might not have been able to legally evict you, but many of them were like, no, we still need money because we still have to pay the banks. I don't blame them. I don't, you know. So right now, you have to spend 60% on maintaining payroll, which includes salary, health insurance, leave, severance pay, and 40% could go to rent and utilities, and businesses now have 24 weeks to spend the money instead of the 8. The bill also allows small businesses that assessed the fund to defer payroll taxes. So the second round of PPP funding began April 27th. That was after the initial $349 billion that was given out. As of Saturday, more than 4.42 million loans worth close to $511 billion had been distributed. Congress allocated about $610 billion overall to the PPP. There is $100 billion left over in the fund, we're being told. So, how's unemployment? Well, it looks like it did kind of work because jobless rate has declined. It's still high. But economists predicted that 20% of people would have lost their job. But jobs did rise by 2.5 million as people are starting to rehire and people are starting to open back up. Industries to see the sharpest increases are leisure, hospitality, construction, education, and health services, as well as retail trade. The May job gain shows that businesses have been very quick to recall workers and not keep them on unemployment. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.